Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you now and forever. Amen. It's been a while since I've been up here. Been about 4 weeks, I think. It's kind of weird. But I couldn't think of a better text to come back with. This morning, the sermon text is coming from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. I ask, as you are able, would you please stand for the reading of the text? And we read as follows in the name of our Lord. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Amen. Please be seated. Now, this is definitely one of my favorite parts of the scripture. It's simple, yet it's complex. It's directly from Jesus. And it talks about love. Now, we all know that Jesus loves us because he died for us. And it says that his love is just as the Father's love. And he's telling us to continue in that love. Now, it's just so simple here. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. If we follow what we have been commanded to do by Jesus, we are in his love. And the last part here says, love one another. Just as Jesus loved us, and he was in love, or he abided in love. Just plain and simple. If you live in this love, you will abide in this love. Here's where it gets a little complex. He says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely not joyful all the time. I'm not always running around with a huge smile on my face. In fact, most of the time, if you see me when I'm not in church, I'm not smiling at all. I'm usually just trying to stay away from people, but I'm working on that. And if Jesus was abiding in this love, he was full of joy. But I don't think he was real happy when he was up on that cross. Probably wasn't very joyful at that time. I'm sure there was a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. But deep down under that, it was joy. Jesus was joyful when he was on that cross, because he was able to love us through that act. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And that's what he did. He laid down his life for you. For everyone. He was hurt. He was beaten. He was ridiculed. But all at that time, he was happy because he was taking care of us. Now, I know as I go through life, I struggle. There's pain, there's tears. Yeah, I cry every once in a while. But this is what we are to do. This love. Love for one another is a reason to be joyful, no matter what's going on. Through this love that we have for each other, God's word is spread, and salvation is brought to other people. And we are in that salvation. So it doesn't matter what's going on. We are in this love. So we are full of joy. There's no reason not to be. Jesus Christ has died for us. He has died for everyone around us. In that salvation that he brings, we have eternal life. Why shouldn't we be happy? This is the perfect love. The crazy thing is, we are capable of that perfect love. Through Jesus Christ, we can look at everyone around us, no matter what hardships there might be, and love that person. We can forgive everyone through this love. It's awesome. There's nothing else we got to worry about. We're going to have pain. We're going to have suffering. There's going to be all that. But no matter what happens, we have that cross right there to tell us what matters. That love that Jesus poured out on that cross. And He is pouring that love out through us. We did not choose Him. He chose us. Now, I'll give you a perfect example of that. I did not choose this profession. When I first started going to the seminary, all I wanted to do was learn a little bit. I honestly didn't even know they required you to preach. I might have been tricked by a few people, but I don't know. I just wanted to learn what it was that I said I believed. I was able to keep from preaching for longer than most people. I don't know why, but I didn't have to preach until my fourth semester or something. But I didn't choose this. It was chosen for me. Just like all of you have been chosen. Just like everyone has been chosen to die for. Now, after being involved in this congregation, after being behind this pulpit, God has made it, so this is a joyful occasion for me. I do not like coming up here. I do not like preparing to come up here. But I absolutely love being used for this. We have been chosen that we may bear the good fruit. Earlier in this chapter, we see the story of the true vine and we are on that vine. Through that love that has come for us, only good can come from us. Now, we all know it's hard to give that love. To be the one who forgives first. To be the one who sacrifices. But whatever we ask for in this service, whatever we ask the Father for, He will give it to you. He will give you that strength. He will give you that courage. He will give you that knowledge. These things I command you so that you will love one another. Abide in that love. Be joyful. Spread that love. If you are abiding in that love, nothing else will come from you. Nothing but love will come from you. Jesus Christ has done it for us. He has laid down His life for us. And we love Him for that. So let's love the rest of His children too. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this morning. Father, we ask that you would continue to be with us as we leave this morning. That your word would work in and through us, Father. And Father, we pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen.